Hi everyone, today we'll be reading from John chapter 20, verses 1 through 10. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter, and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloth, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went and saw, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back their homes. So here we are, and this is Easter morning, right? This says that Mary Magdalene comes here to the tomb while it's still dark, and she's in for a surprise as she comes. The stone had been taken away from the tomb, right? And so she's in shock, and so she runs and tells Simon Peter and this other disciple. Now, we realize then that Mary here, being surprised, she doesn't understand what's happening. As in, she doesn't know that Jesus was going to resurrect from the dead. She didn't understand that yet. And so she runs off and tells Peter and the other disciple, John here, and she tells them what's happened, and they're just probably confused. What is going on? And so they run to the tomb. I've always found this fascinating, verse 4 here, how John basically tells us he's a faster runner than Peter. So he reached the tomb first while they were running. Not an important detail, but I think a really funny one. But anyways, they both get to the tomb, and there's confusion as still. You get the sense that they go in, and they like see things, and like nothing looks right here. The stone is gone or been rolled away, and they look, and there's no body, but the cloths are there. And now, the cloths being there is strange because, you know, maybe one thought could be like, oh, someone stole the body, right? Someone stole the body for some reason. But I don't think maybe even they would understand. It's like no one would steal a dead body without the cloths on, right? That's just gross. That's just disgusting, especially one that was as beat up and as Jesus' body was. But the cloths are just lying there. And what's interesting is the face cloth, verse 7, which was on Jesus' head, was folded up in a place by itself, as if like someone took it off and folded up nicely to put all over on the side there. And so it's just a strange thing here. And it says that John believed, but in verse 9, at the same time, he says they didn't understand the scriptures, that he must rise from the dead. I think John realized that something miraculous happened, but he didn't understand what happened still. Right? And so, you know, that's as far as we're getting here in this passage today. But one thing I want to point out here is that as we see this tomb, as we read about it with these cloths lying there, that folded up, not just there without a body, it kind of points us to something. And that something is that Jesus resurrected, but it wasn't just like a spirit, right? It wasn't just like a ghost kind of ethereal being. It was his body that was raised, right? His body, which was resurrected, was a real body, right? Jesus took those cloths off of himself. He folded up that other one himself with his actual resurrected body. Jesus rose from the dead. And it wasn't just some spirit kind of thing. It was his body that rose from the dead. And this is important for us because one day we're going to receive a resurrection body as well. We're going to have a new body like Jesus had one. That can happen because of what Jesus did for us, because he died on that cross, and because by the power of the Holy Spirit, he rose from the dead. He could be our king, enthroned in heaven with this new body with still the scars still in his hands and in his feet and in his side. This is our hope. As we face, as we deal with sin and death and disease, virus, all these things that are going on in the world, one day we're going to have this resurrection body. And it's going to be awesome. And so let's pray that we will remember all that Jesus has done and that we will look forward to that day, not just for this resurrection body that's going to be awesome, but because we get to see Jesus face to face in this new body. When after we die, I think the first thing we'll see will be the face of Jesus. Praise God. We can see that with our own resurrection body eyes. And I think we can worship him forever. Let me pray. Jesus, we thank you for your sacrifice for us and your love for us, Lord. And we pray that as we remember your victory and how you overcame even death and sin, we pray that we will live in that victory and we'll long for these new bodies that we'll have and that we'll rejoice in that day. But in the meantime, may we live in that hope, understanding your word, that you rose from the dead, that we have hope, eternal life that can begin even now. Bless us, God. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray.